Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen.
I'm here too. Yep.
You are here.
I am. Praise God. I'm thankful to be here.
Amen. And we want to
edify you.
Of course, as usual, every single day, the Lord wills, lets us do it.
That we can, yeah.
Hope you're all doing well. We traveled and had a beautiful travel day, and we did some witnessing on the way. Where did we witness, Sister Amen?
At a rest stop.
Several rest stops.
The day has been pretty busy, so.
Yep. We witnessed to some rest stop workers, and they received it really well.
Yeah,
one rest stop had lizards running everywhere.
It was like a shotgun blast.
I never seen so many lizards, hundreds of them running all over by the soda machines, all over the bathroom area.
Climbing
up the walls.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. We got some video of it. We'll put that up maybe.
Yeah, one place they went, and it made me think about the poor homeowners around here. We walked up and a whole bunch of them ran up where the air conditioner was in the building.
Climbed right in the air conditioner hole.
Right in there.
Yeah, they must get into everywhere. So we do have a video of an interesting colored one. Maybe Sister Amen will put it up at the top tonight.
Yeah, let's see.
If the internet's good enough to get it uploaded.
Yeah.
So we had a good travel day. We got to our destination for our preach tomorrow, and we'll see if the Lord wills if we get that, how that's going to go tomorrow.
Yeah, let's see. Lord willing, we get the day.
It's what they call a pirate festival. That's where we're kind of going.
Yes, and seafood.
Yeah.
Seafood and pirate,
yeah.
It's on the ocean.
Looks like it might be a little bit of a laid-back festival, and sometimes those are the best ones.
We appreciate those, because sometimes they're not, people aren't,
hyped up for something.
Yeah, all rowdy and stuff. Yep. They're just kind of laid-back and casual, hopefully, but we'll see.
We'll see how that goes, and today we want to talk about sound doctrine. The word doctrine means instruction, so it's how we know how to follow Christ. Most people have very, very bad doctrine. The Bible warns about sound doctrine, so let me read a couple verses here to encourage you that you walk in sound doctrine. It's fruit that you know Christ. Job 11:4. For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. I like that one. Proverbs 4:2. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. I like that. He gives us good doctrine, good instruction on how to follow after him. I got a couple more here. Matthew 7:28. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine.
Yeah.
Mark 7:7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me for teaching the doctrines and commandments of men. That would be a negative doctrine. Keeping the doctrines of men, or a bad doctrine, I should say. That's pretty common in churchianity today.
Yeah.
Sister Amen, do you have some? Why don't you read the ones you have for us?
I have four of them.
All right.
1 Timothy 1:10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine.
Yeah.
I should have read a little bit more around that.
Yeah, so much for churchianity saying, oh, we're too focused on obedience, we're too focused on doing works, but the Bible calls his people to sound doctrine.
Amen. 2 Timothy 4:3. I think we all know this one. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want that enduring sound doctrine. They don't want that. Just like we tell people on the street, why is there 40,000 different flavors? Because people go after what they want.
Yeah, Satan's hand and man's hand and itchy ear tickling and all of that.
Yep. Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
Yeah, that's the job. That's a teacher's job, is to hold fast to sound doctrine, hopefully bring people closer to the truth and salvation because of it.
Yeah, and hold the people in the body close to it.
Amen.
Yeah. Titus 2:1 is the last one I have. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine.
Amen.
Love that.
Yeah.
Let's speak that.
Amen. Let me read a few more for you. Acts 2:42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. So if you wonder why we hold fast to doctrine, how we dress, how we act, how we talk, how we live, how we spend our money, what we preach, the gospel, the things we should do per the Lord, the things we shouldn't do per the Lord, we're giving you reasons why right here. The Bible tells us to hold fast to sound doctrine. It's kind of like obeying the laws in your town. Who doesn't do that? Criminals. It's not legalism. It's obeying the law. This, in this case, is obeying God's sound doctrine as fruit that you know him. Mm-hmm. Here's one that people always say doesn't exist in the Bible. Really. 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrines. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Hey, sound doctrine has a part in our salvation. Why? It's a fruit that we know Christ.
Amen.
1 Timothy 6:3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Hey, throw churchianity out there, because their doctrines don't lead to godliness. Mm-mm. And then let's see, I have three more. Titus 2:7. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity.
Right.
Hebrews 13:9. And be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. There's another negative doctrine.
Yeah.
For it's a good thing that the heart to be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. And then the last one, 2 John 1:10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, another negative, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. That's false teachers. That's why we don't shake false teachers' hands. That's why we don't say, have a good day. That's why we rebuke them and tell them to repent to the saving of their soul. Sister Amin, any thoughts about sound doctrine and how about what we've had to experience in our walk, striving for it?
Sound doctrine, yeah. I love it because I was never really misled with unsound doctrine because it never really made sense to me. So that's awesome. When I was reading,
you never
the Bible,
bought into it.
Yeah, I didn't. It didn't. Yeah. And so to read the scriptures to me, it was all sound. It was true. It wasn't confusing. You read it, you follow it, you obey it.
Yeah.
There's some things you know you have to sort through, but
right.
That sound doctrine, it saves.
Yeah.
I mean, amen. It's our source of. The power to overcome sin in our life and to be strong enough to stand for the Lord, and through his power we can.
It's part of our sanctification, John 17:17. Thy word is truth, sanctify them in the truth. If you don't have sound doctrine, you're not in the truth, you can't be sanctified, you can't have salvation.
Yeah, how can you even know?
You can't.
You know?
You're living in sin that's going to damn your soul.
Right. Sound doctrine saves you.
Yeah. So,
well, if you're going to follow it and obey
Right. For the gospel. Yeah. The shed blood of Jesus, repentance and faith in him. Mm-hmm. And the desire is holiness to endure. That's what sound doctrine leads to. All of those above, it's all about the gospel. It's about knowing Christ. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's all over scripture. Satan and the churchianity systems have convinced people, faith alone, grace alone, you don't have to do nothing. Jesus did it all. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. The Bible says because of Christ's perfect work, we have the eligibility to now walk, follow, abide, remain, strive, endure, and walk in sound doctrine.
Basic fundamental 101 Christianity.
Amen. Love God, keep his commandments.
Amen. I love how uncomplicated that is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's
it's very
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that we're going to leave it right there. We hope that edified you. Tomorrow we're going to get up, Lord willing, and we're going to head off to our preach. Maybe we'll have some video and audio tomorrow. We know the truth is going to go out. How it will be received, we don't know.
That's God's job.
It doesn't really matter. We're going to go forth and do it with
Amen.
Love and truth and point the way, and we trust the Spirit to do the rest.
We do.
We plant, somebody else waters.
God gets the increase.
God brings the increase. Amen.
Yeah, he does.
So hope that edifies you. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering page. Oh, we got together and we went over Romans 5 and 1 John 2, I believe. So that'll be up, and as well as some edification audios from the brothers and I will be up. So lots of edification going out for anybody that follows along. And we get emails from people following along, seeing what we strive to do. And I think they see the difference between God's true New Testament body and churchianity and corruption in the world. And people that are seeking truth, they appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do.
Yeah. So that's anything awesome. Else, Sister Amin?
Just hopefully everybody strives on, and if the Lord gives you tomorrow, make sure you redeem the time for him.
Yeah.
For he's worthy.
Oh, and one last thing. What about our visitors tonight?
Oh, it was so cute. There was...
Maybe that video you could put up too.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
We'll try.
It was a little raccoon.
He's sitting out here eating palm nuts. that fell off the tree.
Yeah, right outside our door here, maybe just a few feet
away. I was talking to him.
Door. Yeah, he was cute.
Really cute. Yeah. Crunching up little palm nuts.
God's awesome creation. I know they can be really naughty. When you're out on the farm and stuff,
they can
be naughty. But
they can wipe out a garden quick.
Oh, they can.
But here it doesn't matter because he looked like he was hungry and he was eating those palm nuts. So we'll put that video up too, and that will definitely bless you.
Yeah, that's
cute. All right. Love you all. Till next time, the Lord lets us come again with more edification. Hold fast to sound doctrine.
May God be praised.